Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Fox had a really cool feature about Bob Uecker before the game. So it ran in the pregame. Really awesome piece. Tom Rinaldi did it. He was the reporter. Asked Bob this very specific question.
Why keep doing it?
Tom, I don't have anything else to do, for one thing. That's the other thing. My stimulus check stopped, so I don't get those anymore. I need to make some payments.
And that's why he's still broadcasting.
I tell you, Tom, I really need the money.
This is WTMJ at the Republican National Convention. Now broadcasting live from Media Row at the Panther Arena inside the RNC. This is Wisconsin's Morning News. Now here are your hosts, Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
At 7:13 inside UWM Panther Arena, Eric and Vince here with you on this third day of the convention, the second last day of the convention. Today the headliner expected to be the vice presidential pick, whom we just learned Monday afternoon.
Right, yeah.
J.D. Vance, Senator of Ohio, expected to be the big speaker tonight in those primetime speeches, which former President Trump is expected to once again attend in person. ABC News made the point as he was entering on day two of the convention there at Fiserv Forum. This is a president who does a lot of things differently than presidents we've seen. Traditionally, you wouldn't see the nominee until maybe Thursday or Wednesday night comes out for a wave.
Sometimes, yeah, there's a quick cameo and then disappears.
Right, and then Thursday night, of course, is that acceptance speech. But what we've seen here in Milwaukee has played out before, where the former president likes to be in the hall and likes to hear the speakers, and he was there with his family again in the box hearing some of those speakers the other night.
Bandage looked the same, right? They still had the bandage on.
And you're starting to see some others in support of former President Trump wear a similar sort of bandage. Who was it? You had a picture up of somebody.
Yeah, some delegate was wearing one.
That's going to go viral. I bet you more and more people are going to do that. I mean, I was around when Michael Jackson got his hand burned, or he lost his glove when he was shooting the Pepsi commercial and everybody started wearing the one glove.
You're comparing your bandage to Michael Jackson's glove.
It is apples to apples. It's 100% the same thing. That's precisely my point. Today's theme for the Republican National Convention from the committee is Make America Strong Once Again. Yesterday's theme was supposed to be about public safety, and there certainly was that. However, it really was about party unity. Speaker after speaker, many of them former GOP rivals, many of them people who ran against former President Trump, either in 16 or most recently this time around in the primary, lined up to give their full, entire, unequivocal support.
We should acknowledge that there are some Americans who don't agree with Donald Trump 100% of the time. I happen to know some of them.
Former Ambassador Nikki Haley here in Milwaukee, really last to get on board the Trump train, saying Trump has her full endorsement.
Wasn't even invited to speak until just a couple of days ago.
She said the former president invited her to speak, that it was a gracious invitation, and that she gladly accepted. Others on that list, nicknamed mean things by the former president.
Yeah,
do you want the list? Yes. There was Lion Ted, that's Texas
Ted
Senator
Cruz.
Ted Cruz. He had Little Marco, Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
Yep.
Let me see, who else do we have? We had Tricky Nikki Haley, and then we had Ron DeSanctimonious. Governor of Florida. So all those folks who had earned mean nicknames from the former president then lined up one by one here in Milwaukee and said, nope, he's got my full support. J.D. Vance, Senator of Ohio, vice presidential nominee, expected to take the floor tonight. 7:16 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Sports is up next. It's sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
And there you have it. The American League is just better. In the All-Star game on Tuesday night, the AL beat the NL 5-3. The American League has now beaten the Nationals in 10 of the last 11 Midsummer Classics.
Why?
I don't know.
The World Series doesn't go that way. No. It flips back and forth.
I seem to recall when I was younger, it wasn't that. It was more the NL was always better, or at least winning the game.
That makes sense to me, because at the time then I was rooting for the American League when the Brewers were in. So like, I feel like I've never been on the right side of this here.
How did our guys do? Christian Yelich and William Contreras, they went hitless 0-for-4 collectively. Jarren Duran from Boston was the MVP. He hit the game. Tie-breaking home run later on in the game made it 5-3. Everyone back to work Friday. Every game will be played Friday in the MLB, except for the Brewers and Twins. They do not start until Saturday, so it's going to be a bit. Going to wait this one out for a couple of more days. Fox had a really cool feature about Bob Uecker before the game. So it ran in the pregame. Really awesome piece. Tom Rinaldi did it. He was the reporter. Asked Bob this very specific question.
Why keep doing it?
Tom, I don't have anything else to do, for one thing. That's the other thing. My stimulus check stopped, so I don't get those anymore. I need to make some payments.
And that's why he's still broadcasting.
I tell you, Tom, I really need the money.
At 90. It was awesome. It was just a great piece. It was endearing. It was funny. It was all that stuff. If you want to see it, just text the word Bob to the WTMJ Talking text line, 855-616-1620. We'll send it to you. We put it in on the website there. So Bob to the WTMJ Talking text line. Other news, Team USA in basketball for the Olympics will play Serbia this morning. They held on to beat Australia 98-92 on Monday. And Ingrid Andress, she was the country west singer who was singing in front of the Derby, doing the anthem and struggling with it. She is now apologizing and saying she's going to check into rehab. Says she was drunk during the national anthem. She feels awful about it. She says she apologized to MLB, to the fans, to the country for her words botching the performance, and now going to check herself in.
Absolutely gorgeous weather ahead in the Storm Team forecast. We'll do that next on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Wisconsin's Morning News live from Media Row at the Republican National Convention. Two more days. We're here today and then tomorrow. We'll be back in the studio in the Avenue on Friday after the acceptance speech from former President Donald Trump. So lots of people here. We're seeing all kinds of faces, recognizable faces, lawmakers, reporters, national and local. There's just a ton of people around. Some celebrities wandering around from time to time. And on Tuesday, I saw David Crowley, the Milwaukee County executive, who's also a Democrat. So I had to ask
you. All right, so you do realize that your convention's a month from now.
Yes, I do realize that, but I am here at the Republican National Convention.
So the other one, the DNC, is in a month in Chicago. No, he's here intentionally. He told me that, look, it's not about politics. It's about the color green and the impact and what they want to learn from everyone here. They want to make sure that he wants feedback. He wants to hear how this is going because they want to have more conventions like it. He also mentioned, though, he would love to rub elbows with Republicans.
I want people to, you know, give me some feedback. How are you enjoying this community? What more can we do to help step up? With the fact that so many people have used the airport, I would love to get their feedback on, on how they view Mitchell International moving forward. But it's also an opportunity to learn. You know, like, what are the policies, discussions? What are the things that the Republican Party is going to be bringing to the table? And especially as a Biden supporter, what contrast that we can really bring to the people of Milwaukee and the entire state of Wisconsin. So this is a great opportunity.
It's kind of interesting there, just to learn a little bit about what GOP is saying, what some of their ideas are, and how that could be implemented or how that might be able to work with anything that he's doing here in Milwaukee County.
And his point about the airport important because the county has oversight of that as well. So really, you know, can that be branded it as an alternative to even O'Hare? Mm-hmm. You know, drive if you're in the northern suburbs of Illinois, drive up here instead of go down there. So a lot of things that he can learn, no doubt.
We had a Tommy sighting for the first time Tuesday.
Yeah, I was wondering. He was missing on Tuesday. I saw his name on the chair in the Wisconsin delegation. Yeah.
So on Tuesday, former Governor Tommy Thompson making his arrival. WTMJ's Libby Collins called.
He loves Milwaukee. He loves Wisconsin.
Have you had the opportunity to talk to him since he's arrived?
No, I have not.
Do you think you will?
Yes.
What will you say to him?
Thank you for coming.
He's talking about the president there for you.
I love it.
I was like, what are you going to tell him? Thank you. Hello.
Thank you. Right.
Good morning.
To see you.
And then there's always those, this is always my favorite, it's these lawmakers who want to make sure that we know that they love Milwaukee and love Wisconsin. And I know you appreciate these sound bites. So here's one. Here's Governor Mike DeWine from Ohio with WTMJ's Libby Collins again and reminding her, hey, like, I like this place.
Governor DeWine, pleasure talking with you, sir.
Yeah, just if I could add, we went to the Brewers game and love the cheese curds and love the ballpark. So
what's
good.
What's your favorite beer?
Well, I didn't have any beer, but I ate the cheese curds, and they're really good.
Really?
Again, with the cheese curds. Dang, really I forgot. Like they only listed like two bullet points. They said brats and cheese curds. I didn't know about beer, so that wasn't on my list.
Shoot, I can't say the wrong one. I can't say brat.
Right.
What am I going to say? Congressman Jim Jordan was on with WTMJ Steve Scafidi, and he reminded everyone that he's a Badger.
I love the Badgers. I went there. My wife went there. My brother wrestled there as well. My sister was in the band there. Both our boys wrestled for the Badgers.
Your legacy.
Yeah, we love the Badgers.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. All right.
And
so
Fickle's a great
he's
guy.
He's a great coach.
And he was a great wrestler back in the day, but
that's
he's
right.
a great coach. I think he's going to have a – let's hope he has a great year. I think he will. He's the Fickle family, good people.
All right. And one last one for you. CNN's Wolf Blitzer telling John Mercure, yeah, it's nice here.
You guys are doing a great job, and I'm so happy to be here. I'm very impressed with the people of Milwaukee.
All right. Thank you, sir.
It's funny, but it's not. I'm sorry. I like to hear any famous person saying nice things about our city. I'm entirely, but you could play those all day, and I wouldn't get tired of it. 728 on Wisconsin's Morning News. All-star break, never mind that. We still got Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering joining us on Brewers 360. Coming up at 745.
Over New York City on Tuesday afternoon, a big boom overhead had a lot of people looking up.
NASA now confirming a small meteor flew over the New York City area traveling 38,000 miles per hour. Stephen Bradley was with his cat and dog.
There was the initial boom, and then like less than a second after that, there was a tremble of the house. I have a dog, a golden retriever, and a cat, both of which the golden retriever jumped out of a skin, and the cat just darted under the sofa.
All right, so pretty intense there.
About right.
So NASA says this meteor originated above New York City, passed over the Statue of Liberty before disintegrating above New Jersey. Now, I guess this is normal to have during the daytime. That, according to Bill Cook, NASA's Meteoroid Environment Office.
You expect to see a meteor at night, not during the day. So this was a rare daylight fireball.
Rare daylight fireball.
I would suggest that the cosmos doesn't know whether it's day or night or care. Like, these come at all times. It's rare to see it during the day.
Right, or to hear it, I suppose, right? So, all is well. But, yeah, when you hear loud noises like that, you wonder what's going on.
News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturdays at 10, right here on WTMJ. Point of clarification, different than a point of order in Robert's Rules of Orders, nonetheless. Point of clarification.
Yes, please.
Don't not go anywhere right now because of the RNC. Okay, maybe we overdid it. I don't know. I had a part in this. I'm sorry. On the snarl that was occurring around the, what we call the outer perimeter of the security zone, the yellow zone here in downtown Milwaukee. If you wanted to bring a vehicle into that area, on Monday in particular, it was pretty bad.
Right.
It was 40 minutes for us to get through that checkpoint at 3 in the morning. Seems like immediately we learned some things. Maybe they added people. It seems like they've
some
added
traffic
lanes.
Control.
So things have sort of worked themselves out. But don't not go anywhere because the RNC is in town. My wife was having a conversation with someone. She lives on the south side. She's got friends she wanted to see in Mequon, Cedarburg area. She says, I'm not. We called it off. I'm not going up there. Why wouldn't you? Well, you know, around downtown, the trap, whatever. There's nothing happening. Like, in and around the security perimeter, that is a little bit snarled. And we're going to talk a little bit more at 8 o'clock about how for some local businesses who were ramping up for the RNC, they are terribly disappointed. It is bust city for them. Nobody home.
I have a buddy who's apolitical and lives out of the city, used to be a big Milwaukee kid, and he texted me and called me yesterday just asking, like, hey, he's like, I just want to see it. I just want to see the buzz. He's like, what do you think? should I come down? I'm like, yes, you can come down. Like, don't be afraid to come to the city to give it a look-see.
So you can get in these areas outside. You can get in the yellow zone if you want and want to be up close to it. You can't get into that hard security perimeter.
You can walk
right around Fiserv Forum, right around the Baird Center, UWM Panther Arena.
You can go
where
to Major Goolsby's if you want.
Absolutely. It's right there up next to it. So things are open, and actually there's room for you. And in terms of getting through the city, like if you are traversing from south side to north shore or east to west, like you can get around. In fact, traffic by some accounts, including my own, has been lighter.
Right, yeah.
Because there, you know, a lot of folks who work downtown are not coming downtown. So don't not move around and go about your business. It is 7:43 on Wisconsin's Morning News. We've got Brewers 360 up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
The AL does what the AL does. For the 10th time in 11 games, the AL beats the National League in the All-Star Game 5-3. Christian Yelich and William Contreras went 0-for-4 collectively. No hits for the crew members. And Duran from Boston, he was your MVP.
360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited, and online with us now, despite it being the All-Star break, is Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. Morning, Levo.
Hey, good morning. There is no such thing as the All-Star break. It's just a couple of days off. That's all it is.
We'll take you. Glad to have you on this Wednesday. How about to Eric's point? Boy, it is really hard for the National League to win an All-Star game, but the World Series doesn't turn out that way. It sort of flips back and forth. You get a couple for the AL. You might get a couple in a row for the NL. So, like, what is the deal with this game?
I think it's just very cyclical. I mean, if you go back a few years before this run for the American League, the National League had a pretty good run, too. It's just so weird. I'm just glad to see the stars really shining. You had a home run from Shohei Ohtani. You had Skeen start. You had Mason Miller from the A's throw a 104-mile-an-hour fastball. It's fun to watch the stars play. I mean, my son had a baseball game last night, and he was wanting to get home and watch the rest of the All-Star game. Once it was over, we were tuned into the home run derby. It's just a spectacle to see the best in the sport, and I think Texas did a really nice job with it.
I'm happy that you got to see your kid play. That doesn't happen very often.
No, it was great. It was really, really fun. And he pitched an inning, didn't give up any earned runs. He had a good day and a nice win for the old Falls Phoenix, too. It's always nice to watch him play.
All the parents are like, who's that guy doing the play-by-play all of a sudden?
Sounds really good, actually. What you were doing for
there's Oh, I absolutely did. And I think I helped us get a couple of calls from the umpire, too. So a couple of check swings. No, yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. It was fun. It was always fun.
They framed it up nicely.
Hey, Jeff, why does it take so long for the Brewers this year? So the Brewers don't come back to work until Saturday. Everyone else plays Friday, but the Brewers and Twins don't get going until the next day. Why is that?
I think part of it is just the scheduling with, of course, the scheduling, but when the Brewers have their natural rivalry with the Twins, it's a two-game series at their place and two at our place, opened up the home schedule with the Twins in Milwaukee. So with this two-game schedule, it ended up being the fact that you get a Friday off, plus the Brewers played a ton of games in the first half, the quote-unquote first half of the season, so they're going to have a lot more off days in the second half and a ton more home games, too, because no team in Major League Baseball played more road games than the Brewers in the first half. So it works out fine, and I'm going to enjoy the extra day off.
Oh, sure.
Talking with Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering. Do you know what any of the guys are doing, Levo? Is that discussed? Can you reveal?
I know a lot of them are just kind of hanging out. Some went home. Some decided to chill in Milwaukee. Some are even working out at the ballpark, doing some of their stuff that they need to do. Some guys are throwing their bullpens. But I know a lot of there's some political stuff going on at the ballpark this weekend. I believe there's a concert going on at the ballpark today for some of the dignitaries. But it just depends on the person. As a lot of people say, it's pick your own friends week. And for a lot of people, it's just relax, chill. For Contreras and for Yelich, they were down in Texas, and they'll probably come back home and then meet the club in Minnesota.
Wow, that was a really boring response. Not that I guess as a fan, I kind of like that. You know what? You guys just
what
go.
What do you want to know?
I'm not blaming Levo.
The mirage.
Yes, that's what I like. I kind of want to hear that a little bit. don't know.
We have a 4-day bender in Vegas. I think a lot of guys.
Fine. It's worked before for some guys. Just depends on who you are.
Yeah,
all right, Level.
Yeah.
We'll let you get back to your break. You're closing your garage.
Bender.
That's what's happening. Yes.
Take it easy, guys.
I think it's inappropriate of you to bring that six pack to your son's ball games, though. We should work on that.
It's a very well timed cough. That's what it is. Really good.
7:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Idea Man.
I think you guys should be pushing. Get out to Vegas. Do a road show. Morning road show out in Las Vegas.
Innovative.
It has a good chance of beating the Eclipse.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
No, here's what you do. No, you get all the way, but you stop in Reno. Because then you're 97% of the way.
All right. Enough.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services.
So, Tausch, this is a story that Vince has been following very closely overseas in Paris. The summer games kick off here in a couple of weeks, and the River Seine is super dirty. And Paris has spent a lot of money on infrastructure, more than $1 billion, to clean the river. And to prove that the river is clean, the mayor swam in it. Mayor Anne Hidalgo making good on her promise. Announcing that the water is good, despite tests indicating it's still touch and go. Would you swim in the River Seine?
Well, I'll tell you this. If you're going to make those bold proclamations and then spend, you said, $1 billion to do that, you're kind of all in. I mean, you're asking taxpayers and you're asking people to do all this. I can't remember what movie that was where you somebody did something similar, ended up drinking water, and then it didn't end well for them. But if you're going to go through this whole deal, you can't not go and do that. So yeah, I think if I was going to make these bold proclamations, sometimes you got to fall on the sword. I don't think jumping in the water and swimming in there, you probably can catch some type of fungi of some sort, but I don't, who knows, but yeah, I think you're all in.
So some of it is the fault of Paris, and some of it is kind of natural. Eric mentioned, I've been looking into this, NBC was reporting on it months ago, because that's the big Olympic station.
Yeah.
The Seine is historically one of the most polluted rivers on the planet anyway. For 100 years, they actually legally barred swimming in the river. Like they said, this is so bad, you cannot do it. So they spent all this money trying to clean it up, but there are some natural causes, you know, water runoff. And so if they get enough rain, happens here on the lakefront quite a bit. You know, there are certain beaches that if we get enough rain and there's a lot of runoff. Right. So some of that's not their fault, but to the point, they really want to have these major events in the river. Man, I don't know. And these are finely tuned athletes.
I can't imagine. You know, I don't know what swimming events they're thinking about. And I love the fact that when you host, you're trying to bring different events, you know, using the Eiffel Tower and using some of these landmarks to do it. But I don't feel like, you know, Katie Ledecky, who's a great Olympic champion, I doubt she's wanting to backstroke in the Seine if there's toxicity levels that aren't quite up to par. If the governor or the mayor of Paris won't even, you know, bathe in there without having very big concerns about issues, it's always great to have these big ideas and to incorporate as much local stuff as you can. And then there becomes the reality that this river's been polluted, as you said, for 100 years. I don't think you can ask these Olympic swimmers to jump in there, even though you've put $1 billion into it.
I'm curious what they end up doing with that, because you have it's triathletes who are basically going to be using it. It's none of the short distance sprinters. Like Ledecky won't have to dip her toe in that dirty water. But if you have all these triathletes who have been working.
Yeah. I think if you're a triathlete, you're kind of crazy anyways. You know, you're willing to put your body through a lot of stuff. So maybe that's part of it too. But I think of anybody, you're running a marathon, you're biking 100 and some miles, then you have to swim 2.2 miles. I think you'd rather not swim in a toxic cesspool. I think you'd rather probably swim in like a
pool. You'd probably rather
or, you know, somewhere where you're not going to catch some type of rash would be my guess. What do you guys think of having, you know, the Olympics obviously is for world-class trained athletes. But what if you thought, and I, when we were over in Paris a couple of years ago, I thought, wouldn't it be fun to just get like just regular Parisians or and have an Eiffel Tower run? You know, it's got 60 or 70 flights, not the 800 meter. Just you start at the bottom. Who can get to the top the fastest? Make it almost like a fan friendly. Bring the fans into the Olympic experience, and one lucky fan who's trained and put all that time in can get a medal. Is that a crazy idea?
That's not crazy. I'm all for it. I would watch that.
That's like the fight for air climbing.
Yeah, I was going to say, right? I'd watch
that. Exactly what I thought of. Exactly what I thought of. You know, the 9/11 heroes, all firefighters, everybody climbing up. Just let's do that. And I'm telling you, I think outside of the stars, you know, watching Ledecky and watching the basketball team, I think that would be the most watch. You got everyday people, you know, running up the Eiffel Tower, trying to figure it out, and they get a medal. I think that would draw tons of viewers, and it would be a great local flair for the Olympics.
Boy, I don't know. It sounds good at first, but then you see these hefty people hoofing their way upstairs, sweating and whatnot.
They don't get a medal.
I don't know if I'd want to see that.
The struggle, Bill said, the struggle is the beauty. The struggle is the beauty.